seat, amen, amen. Have a seat, have a seat.
When the mighty God of heaven became one of us, he did it in the tiny town of Bethlehem in the form of a tiny baby. The sleeping world paid little attention that night to the birth of the King of the Kings, and they knew nothing of what had been set in motion when the angel Gabriel, sent from God, visited the young Jewish girl, Mary, with the startling message that she would give birth to the Son of God.
Impossible as it all seemed, Mary heard the angel's announcement and believed it. Oh, she did ask, how can this be since I am a virgin? But hearing the angel's assurance that nothing is impossible with God, this teenager's trusting response was merely, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Mary's heart was open to all that God had for her.
But did she know? Could she really know who she was about to deliver into the world? Could she imagine what the next 33 years would mean to her people and to all mankind? Could she imagine? Did she know?
Thank you.
So it would be some time before the world would know what Mary knew about him. His birth in Bethlehem was not a secret event, and his arrival was not hidden. For in a nearby field, a whole company of heaven's angels lit up the night sky with earth-shattering news for a band of surprised shepherds. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger.
Come behold
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him.
Thank you.
As she peered lovingly into his makeshift cradle, Mary could scarcely have guessed that 33 years later she would stand a few feet away from his cross, a witness to his execution. Only then would she come to fully know that her precious little lamb was born for sacrifice.
Every new life born into the world is a cause for rejoicing. But Mary's little baby brought with him new life for all mankind, the Father's free gift of love for our dying world.
God's gift of love to you and to me. The Bible says it this way. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. Do you know his love? Is he merely Mary's little child to you? Or have you come to know Jesus as your Savior, your Lord, and your King?
Visited by God's messenger.
Little child.
Mary was visited by God's messenger and told of the miraculous events she would be a part of. She responded by breaking forth in a song of joy and worship. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. We may never know just how much Mary knew, but this much is clear. She knew God had sent to her the Savior, and that she would never be the same. And God's message to us today is as clear as the announcement to the shepherds. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Come, let us worship the King of Kings.